Hello and welcome. Connie Reagan Green here with another episode of Prestabilius, Excellence in Marketing. Today our topic is baseball. Yes, baseball, the American pastime, a sport loved around the world. What does baseball have to do with excellence in marketing or even marketing? I believe that baseball and other team sports as well serves as an excellent metaphor for the experiences that we have as authors and entrepreneurs. And this is what I was thinking about when I decided to put this podcast together. When someone is called up to the show, so that's to the major leagues, after playing in the minor leagues, they instantly become a newbie once again. So typically, players don't go directly to the majors, and I'm a new fan to baseball, so I had to learn about this. And when I did, I was really surprised. I didn't realize that sometimes, even in the major leagues, players are moving up and down regularly throughout the season, going down to the, there are three of the minor leagues, and I'm not an expert on this by any means. Like I said, I'm a new fan to baseball, but just because you're in the major leagues doesn't mean that you won't spend some time back in the minor leagues. And if you've been in the minor leagues for a long time, there's still a good chance that you'll be called up to the show. And I wrote a post about this. If you go over and follow me on Medium, I'm Connie Reagan Green on Medium. I wrote an article that I posted there in September of 2019 at the very beginning of the month, and it was called Three Up, Three Down. And it's the story of a player. His name is Jacob Puck, A.J. Puck. Well, actually, I guess Andrew is his first name, Andrew Jacob Puck. And he plays for the Oakland A's. And that's when I really started thinking about this, because he had spent years in the minors before being called up to the show. So he gets called up to the show, and I was watching the game that he was playing against the Yankees when this happened. It's the Yankees that I've been following for a couple of years. So I hope you love the Yankees. No, I'm not from New York. I lived there a couple of years long ago, but I live in Southern California. But I was thinking, you know, he gets called up to the show, he's instantly a newbie once again. And that's all right. That's just the way it is. The manager of a baseball team serves as a mentor to new players. And I've seen this over and over again with various people coming on the team. And, you know, I can remember when Gleyber Torres, if you know who that is, I can remember when he was called up from the minors, came to play, and I thought, well, wait, how does this work? I was under the assumption that the same players played from the beginning to the end of the season. I had no idea how it worked. So it was really quite enlightening. So I saw Aaron Boone really take Gleyber under his wing and mentor him. And I'm sure that the manager would be a mentor to other players as well. But when you're new to the show, it's a big deal. You have to have somebody really guide you and show you the ropes. And it wouldn't be another player or someone else like Larry Rothschild, who's the pitching coach. It wouldn't be someone like that who would mentor you. It would be the manager. He's the leader of that team. Also, the more seasoned players soon become friends and colleagues. So I've seen players, and we'll use the Yankees as an example. I've seen players play just for a few weeks. And then when they're spending time together and you see it on television and I hear it on the radio, because I like to listen to, I guess it's WFAN out of New York. I'm listening to John Sterling and Susan Waldman, if you know who they are. And these players, you would think they had known each other since childhood because they've developed these strong friendships. The best players on baseball team or any sports team, they focus on developing one skill above all others. So pitching, batting, whatever, catcher, whatever that happens to be, it doesn't mean that they don't know how to do the other positions and will be called upon to do so. And I always feel bad when CC Sabathia, who's retiring, I guess, right now, this is his last season, and I feel bad when he gets called up to bat because he's really not a great batter. But he has focused on pitching his entire career. So they're focusing on developing one skill above all others. That's the skill they want to be known for, and it's how they're going to spend their practice time for the most part. And the fifth thing I want to bring to your attention is that players only improve by doing and not by observing or asking questions. Can you imagine a professional ball player who would say, you know, I think I'm not going to do practice today, coach, but I'd like to ask you some questions about it. You know, what will it be like when a 95 mile an hour curveball comes my way? What should I expect? Well, the answer would be, go pick up the bat, go to home plate, and we'll pitch you a few of those, and then you'll see what that's like. So now this might seem funny that I'm making this analogy and considering baseball and other team sports as a metaphor for authors and entrepreneurs, but I think it's really true if you look closely. So what does this mean? Even if you've been successful in a job or a career for decades, you're a newbie when you first come online. So for me, I had been a classroom teacher for 20 years. I had worked simultaneously in real estate, which I did before I became a teacher. And for those 20 years, I was pretty good at teaching. I really had it down, and I taught all the way from K through 12 and really, you know, loved kids at different age levels and different seasons of their life. And also I had done real estate. I was a real estate broker and also a residential appraiser. I worked hard to get my appraisal license. That was a big deal to me. So you can imagine after two decades doing these things that I would be pretty good at them. So I come online, and even though I had been successful in teaching and in real estate, I was a newbie. I knew next to nothing. And things that I thought I knew, soon it was revealed to me that I did not know them at all, like technology. I had been going for a master's degree in instructional technology, and it turned out that what I knew was a very different type of technology than what I would need on the internet. So the next thing is, you'll benefit from finding a mentor to guide you. Just like Aaron Boone, the manager of the New York Yankees, is a mentor to his players, you need a mentor when you come online. And I found someone pretty quickly when I came online, and it turned out it wasn't a good choice for me. It was someone who didn't work well with newer people, and I was brand new. So I decided to turn a negative into a positive. I learned as much as I could. But during that first year, what I did was I searched for a mentor that would be right for me, and I found someone the following year and stayed with that person for 6 years until I kind of outgrew the program and went on to some other things, and still know that mentor and all of the people that are still with that group and the ones that aren't with the group any longer. So a mentor is very important, and I mentor people. If this is something that you're interested in, please let me know, and we'll talk about what that program would look like for you and I working together. I work with fewer than 20 people a year because I think that's the best. That's ideal. Also, you're not alone. You don't want to be an island, and I see this every single day. People I'm working with, people that are out on the internet, they want to do the business all by themselves. And instead, you've got to be like those ball players. Even if it's just a couple of weeks, all of a sudden they're best buddies with so many of the people on the team. Now, I'm sure that there are many players who don't like someone else on the team. That's human nature. But each of the ball players that I'm watching that's so successful, they found some friends. They found some buddies, because there must be things that they talk about that people like you and I wouldn't have any idea about, that only other people who are playing professional ball in the show would know about, and they're able to discuss that. Well, the same with being an author or an entrepreneur on the internet. There are things that are part of my daily life, part of my business, that I only can talk about with other people who are writing and publishing and creating information products and courses and that type of thing. So again, don't be an island. Get out there and, you know, reach out to people, develop friendships with your colleagues. Some of the people I consider close friends are people that I might only see once or twice a year in person, but because we have so much in common, we've really forged these friendships that are just invaluable. Also, choose only one or two areas to specialize in above all others. So you don't want to be the person that can equally well bat and pitch and catch and be a shortstop and a rover, if they even use that name in professional ball. I'm not sure. The rover is between first and second. Or is it the shortstop that's between first and second? Well, anyway, so you want to specialize in an area. So I specialize in authorship. I write many books, and I teach other people how to write and publish nonfiction books, and also affiliate marketing. That's an area of strength for me. I've been a super affiliate for a dozen years at this point. And also mentoring. Mentoring is something that's a specialization for me. Other things, I know how to do them, but I'm not specializing in them. So you want to specialize. You only succeed by doing and not by filling your hard drive or your Dropbox with all kinds of things instead of taking what I call inspired action. Because if you do things without thinking, they won't be as meaningful. They won't be as purposeful, and they won't turn out as well, that's for sure. So you must do. Many times, and I understand this firsthand, when we make a purchase of something and we download it and we organize it and we look through it, we feel like we've accomplished something for our business. But not really. It means you've made a purchase and you know exactly what it is and where to find it. So instead, I want you to do. That's key to your success as an author or as an entrepreneur. You must get started because in the beginning, you'll make lots of mistakes, as we all do and continue to do, and you'll have different questions once you do something. So when I'm working with someone, I can always tell immediately when they're asking me questions if they've started yet or if they're trying to collect information. If they want to just continue to, you know, not do it themselves, they just want to ask more questions because they feel that need to know everything there is to know, which isn't possible. What's really honestly sad is when I encounter someone that's been online 5 years or so, they've spent a whole lot of money, they've made a lot of purchases, and they've kind of been storing it up. It's insurance for them. The more they have in their Dropbox account or in their Amazon S3 account or in their hard drives, wherever they're storing their digital electrons, then they feel like they are doing something. And it turns out that they haven't been doing much of anything. And many of the things they have purchased are outdated. Things are different. I was looking at some PLR, some private label rights content that I had purchased years back, and it was on search engine optimization. And I know that topic fairly well. It's not an area of specialization for me, but I know it pretty well. And as I was looking through the content, I had to go through and put an asterisk near the parts that have changed significantly in the past 3-4 years that I know of. And, you don't want to be that person that keeps spending money, keeps loading up, your drive with content, and then you're not doing things. So I hope that this is helpful to you. And remember that you're a newbie no matter where you came from, what you were doing before. You need a mentor to guide you. That's your trusted advisor. That's the person that will keep moving you forward and will teach you by you doing what they're suggesting. You want to develop relationships, have friends and colleagues all over the internet. You want to focus on just a couple of, especially in the beginning, one or two is plenty of skills to specialize on in. And you have to improve by doing. So with my writing, that's a perfect example. I came online, I wasn't a writer. I wanted to write. I used to talk about writing. I did a whole lot more talking than I ever did writing. And within that first month online, I realized I was going to need to write. And the writing was just not good. It wasn't even average. It was below average. And I had to keep writing. And it was hard for me to do this because I'm not a kid. And I just kept writing. And sure enough, the writing is better. It's still not what a publisher would come after and say, we must have you. We must sign a contract with you. The writing is incredible. It's not that level. It probably won't ever be. But compared to what I was doing in 2005, 2006, the writing I do now is really awesome as I read it. So, and that's how I'm able to write, so many books and blog posts and short reports and products and courses and all kinds of things. So think about what I'm sharing with you here. I would love to hear from you. Be sure to subscribe to Prestabilius, Excellence in Marketing. And I want to, you know, see your success. I want you to know that we can achieve anything online by learning about it and then doing it. So that's all I have to say today on this topic of baseball. Be sure to go to medium.com and follow me. I'm Connie Reagan Green, all one word there. And look for three up, three down when I wrote about A.J. Puck from the Oakland A's. I think you'll like that article, especially if you like baseball at all. So I'm signing off now. Be sure to visit me on Twitter. I'm Connie Green, and at my main site, ConnieReaganGreen.com. This is another episode of Prestabilius, Excellence in Marketing.